Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Well, well, well. Let's go see what the sanest people in the world are up to right now. Oh, yes, yeah, sanest, considering everything that's happening in D.C. All right, so first up, it's a brawl at McD's, or as my grandmother would say, McDonald's, the McDonald's. A Florida man attacked a disabled customer during a dispute at McDonald's. Dude's straight up in a wheelchair. It happened just this week. Spitting punches flying and a drink thrown. And by the way, people who write stories, please do better jobs. I don't want to hear about, oh, he just self-control for the both of them. No joke. Tell us what happened. So basically, there was a disabled dude and a 22-year-old Florida man ended up attacking him. And they said that they've asked this guy to leave before because he gets belligerent with the workers and the staff. And the manager tried to separate the men. They said that the woman who's the manager said that the customer yelled her and called her names, and apparently that's the way it all started. And there was a disabled man there, and I guess he spoke up because the article is so poorly written. They don't actually explain like how he got involved. But then they said the guy, Andrew Childers is the guy who is the perpetrator here, 22 years old, spit on the disabled man and then threw a drink at the guy, and then The one bystander said Childers was just standing up for his mom, and he was arrested by the sheriff 2 days later in North Fort Myers. And by the way, so WESH needs to make sure that Sarah Mankiewicz writes better pieces, because I would flunk this chick right out of my J school class. That's that bad. It's one of the worst written stories I've ever heard. Like, please learn how how to write a piece. Miami Herald, a Florida fireman was cleaning a skillet, authorities say. Suddenly, things escalated. What? Because they got into a fight over how to clean a cast iron skillet. They were saying you can't use dish soap because it takes the seasoning out of the pan and causes rust. There is a way to clean it, but you do clean the skillet. You do clean cast iron skillets. You just got to be careful with how you do it. Stay with us. Do you love hiking or camping? Whether it's a short walk through the woods or an overnight stay along the trail, Kel-Tec has the protection you need. For two decades, the folds-in-half Kel-Tec sub-2000 carbine has been filling the pistol-caliber carbine gap with options for several popular magazines, including Glock, Smith & Wesson, and Sig Sauer. The Kel-Tec sub-2000 is much easier and less to take along. Sights are intuitive, the stock is adjustable, and field stripping is a breeze. Plus, the sub-2000 can easily be disassembled for cleaning or inspection without extra tools to carry in your pack. From now until March 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased sub-2000 from a licensed dealer. Buy a Kel-Tec sub-2000, get $100. So if you've been waiting for the right time to buy an American original, consider this your invitation and visit KelTecWeapons.com today. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about the sub-2000 and $100 rebate program. KelTecWeapons.com. It is just in time for spooky season, man. Oh, wait, you can't say that. That's not actually the story I was going to talk about. You can't say that anymore. It's spooky season. It has to be spooky season. I swear to you, that's true. Kane's about to die. I'm like, how can I make you spit water all over your workstation? So, let's see. How can I do this? How are we going to? So here's a fun little story just in time for Halloween that I saw on the Webernets. Are you ready? Here's from the Associated Press. Oh, get ready for this one, guys. Get ready. Chat, get ready. Y'all ready? Okay. Police found at least 115 bodies at a green funeral home that doesn't use embalming chemicals or metal caskets. The mortuary is under investigation for handling human remains improperly. Oh, this is some real Rose for Emily stuff here. So the story, police said Friday they found 115 of these bodies. The Fremont County Sheriff said they're coordinating with other agencies to determine if there's any wrongdoing. the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose, Colorado. Performed green burials without embalming chemicals or metal caskets. The investigation centered on a building owned by the funeral home where local residents reported smelling a foul stench before police became involved. It's not clear if a crime has been committed, says the FBI spokesperson. They say the funeral home operators are cooperating. The law enforcement has been in touch with them. Penrose is a town of about 3,000 people. A hearse parked in the back. Now, under Colorado law, because it's Colorado, green burials are legal. This was a law that was undoubtedly created after pot was legalized. And the state code requires that any body not be buried within 24 hours must be properly refrigerated. Joyce Pavetti, 73, can see the funeral home from the stoop of her house and said she caught whiffs of a putrid smell in the last weeks. Quote, we just assumed it was a dead animal. No, Joyce. You're smelling a person. Oh, my gosh. Now, this is, it gets better. I mean, worse. I don't mean to. This is so appropriate. The building, says the AP, has been occupied by different businesses over the years. Apparently, they offered yoga classes at one point. The yoga classes. Neighbor Ron Alexander thought the smell was coming from a septic tank, adding that the Wednesday night blur of law enforcement lights, quote, look like the 4th of July. So, it's the Return to Nature Funeral Home. So, it is the burial of non-embalmed bodies in biodegradable caskets, shrouds, or they just throw you in a pit. Nothing at all. No embalming fluids, no concrete vaults, as natural as possible. You know what they charge for a natural burial? Almost $2,000. That doesn't even include the cost of the casket and cemetery space. They advertise just you and the earth returning to nature. Wait, they're charging you $2,000 for nature? Is that what, like, why can't you just throw somebody out back then? Right?
That's what they're
doing. So they say this, they're very insistent on making this distinction, guys. Quote, the green burial refers to burying bodies that have not yet been embalmed. That's different, they say, from human composting, in which the body is placed in a vessel and transformed into soil. Okay, wait, hold up. Shut up. Shut the front door. You're putting someone in the ground. Again, what did I tell you? Biodegradable casket, shroud or nothing at all. You're just putting them in some dirt so that they can biodegrade, right? The hell do you call that, Kane? How is that not composting?
Composting.
That's composting. No, but it's not composting because we put a shroud. You put some cloth over it. Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You're turning people into dirt still. This, it's the same thing. This is human composting. How is this any different? Return to nature. This is the biggest grift I've ever seen. $2,000 to return someone to nature. Like, they're dead. What do you have against the fluids in that? Okay, I have a very unpopular opinion. I can't believe I'm talking about this, but we're going to talk about it. I just don't get it. Like, I've always said that I think cemeteries are just wastes of great real estate. I don't get it. Right? You got it. Your shell is put into a box and stuck in the earth. We are weird people. We are a weird species, aren't we?
That we are.
Can you imagine going to a planet and being like, what are all these markers all over in these fields? And then you dig it up. I mean, if you're an alien and you, it's just weird, right?
I mean, what are we supposed to do?
I don't know. Yeah, well, my mom asked me to do something illegal when she kicks the bucket.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah. OK, so this is what she
you
told me to
share this on the air. Then, can't
oh,
you?
I'm so doing it.
What?
Nobody will know. I didn't say that I would do it either because I just feel like there's a lot of things that can go wrong. So she said she wanted to be cremated and then I'm supposed to go to this particular bridge over Black River and dump her ashes over. And I'm like, you realize that that's a crime, right?
Is it?
Yes, you can't just be going and dumping people's ashes wherever.
What? I see videos all the time of
people
doing
that. Okay, that's the movies and that. You can't look it up because, like, you can get in trouble for that stuff. I didn't know that.
You can?
Yeah. Like, you can't be dumping people into straight up into a waterway.
Wait, like, if my parents have the same wish, I can't spread their ashes where they want?
I mean, I think within reason, but I think there are certain things. Look, I'm just telling you what the law is. I'm not making a pronouncement about personal thoughts on it. I'm just telling you that's what the law is. And then there's also wind gusts. Okay? I'm just saying, a bridge over a river seems like there's going to be some wind there. You know? You see where I'm going with this? Then you get a light dusting of Nana. And she's like, now you better do this. I'm like, what in the world? If you don't have that in writing, chick, it ain't happening. And even then, you can't make me sign. Right? I mean, what is she... If someone... They can't do anything to you after. Look, if anybody was going to get haunted, my grandma would have haunted people. And she didn't haunt nobody, so I don't believe it. Because that woman was... God love her. She is one of my favorite people on the planet. But she had more spite than exists currently in the world. If somebody was going to haunt somebody, it was her. And it didn't happen, so I don't believe it. So there's nothing you can do to me. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. I'm not going to go on a bridge and dump your ashes over and have it all blow up in my face. You know that would happen, Kane. Golly.
Can you imagine if you got a little in your mouth or something like
that? Oh, my gosh. I can't. This is like Big Lebowski. This is just literally like the Big Lebowski. Right. Dang it, it's Donnie's ashes. I can't. Oh my gosh. So anyway, the return to nature. I just feel like this is a major grift because they're saying we're going to throw you into a dirt pit and nature's going to take its course. But that's $2,000, please. Who's to say I can't? You know, I'm going to put up a roadside stand. Return to nature. I'll chuck your loved one up in a pit. I'll yeet them into the dirt. And then $2,000. 1800, please. See, look, I'm competitive. Got competitive pricing.
It's capitalism.
Right? Capitalism. Yay. Would you, I don't know. Also, I don't like the idea of like going back. You know, I think like when your time's done, you want to be left alone. It's like, get the hell away from my gravestone. Leave me alone.
But I, you know, when I look ahead to my eventual death, I'm not sure I even want this. Like,
you
there are people,
what?
This hole just chucked in a hole. thing. Like, there are people out there that are just like, they think that this is the natural way to do it.
I have very odd thoughts about funerary stuff. Is that the right way to say it? I don't know.
Probably not.
I just, having been to, you know, you got a big family, you go to a lot of them, people kick the bucket. I just don't like it. It's weird to me. And I just don't like, you know, you stick people like into the ground like a time capsule of horror. I just don't. It just doesn't make sense. And it's always like the best real estate too, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't even get like my family. So Southern Missouri, and I think in southern parts of the country, you'll have your own little family cemetery, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing fancy. It's just a little family. It's where everybody sticks their old, you know, grandparents. And ours is on this beautiful hill, which I am not going to go there. It's on this beautiful hill, overlooks the valley, you know, down to southern Missouri. It's very pretty. And I remember at one point, my mom admonished me. She's like, you're being so disrespectful. I had a family member that passed, and my family member, they observe these weird traditions where they junk the graves up with all kinds of trinkets, and it looks like crap. And somebody put literal wind chimes up there. And I'm like, who the hell are these for? You're putting these cheap made-in-China wind chimes up here by somebody's grave. The dead can't hear. This is stupid. And my mom's like, what? Stop. I'm like, it looks so tacky with the fiber optic angel. I mean, what is happening here? This looks like a yard sale, not a cemetery. All right, folks. So you've heard me talk about Hillsdale College giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to my listeners for Constitution Day on September 17th. They've set an immediate goal to give copies to 1 million Americans who don't have one. And if not you, then maybe a young person that you know. And the response has been tremendous. However, this free offer for my listeners ends soon. So if you haven't already, order your free copy right now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. Because every American should have a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And these days, when most schools neglect to teach our kids about our nation's great heritage of liberty, it's more critical than ever to make sure that these documents are readily available to them. So to claim your free copy, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com today, complete a very simple form, and receive your booklet through the mail, and you don't even have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned, this offer expires soon. So order your copy now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Don't delay.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, curious about this. Earth is hit by a blast of energy from a dead star so powerful that scientists can't explain it. It was a space slap. Highest energy gamma rays emitted by a pulsar called Vela that's 1,000 light years away. Intense gamma rays detected using a vast system of telescopes in Namibia that would sizzle us to a crisp were we exposed to them. They originate from the Vela pulsar around 1,000 light years from Earth. I don't know why I'm reading it like this. It's because it's Friday. I accidentally, on purpose, had a little sugar earlier. Very susceptible to that, so it's a little crazy. They said that we would be totally fried, Phantom of the Opera face style. And they don't know why. Who cares? It's just some freaky stuff out there, man. There's some scary stuff out in space. Apparently rock concerts are tame now. The Wall Street Journal says you can thank Gen Z. Gen Z, they're very different from Gen X. I didn't know. I mean, they really are. So they're not really like, I didn't even know they didn't sell beer in that at college games, which I guess would make sense, you know, but still. Let's see this. 71% don't trust the U.S. government to prevent doomsday. Is that shocking to anybody though, really? Because I think I don't trust them to do anything. Much less this. This is what it's a study came out. Most people do not trust the American government on something like that. Oh, nobody. No, of course we don't. Of course we don't. We totally don't. Also, I'm going to go back up to because there's a couple I didn't get up here. Starbucks is closing 7 San Francisco locations amid a crime wave. But they swear that it's unrelated to crime, although it's totally because of crime. 7 locations in San Francisco. 97% of their restaurants, this is wild, listen, 97% of the restaurants have experienced graffiti, crime, something like that, vandalism. That's just in the past month. 97%. That's crazy. That's San Francisco. Gosh, it makes you want to go there on vacation, right? Go there for a weekend. So I mentioned this, cats apparently are among mammals that can emit fluorescence. I knew they were weird. They said that fluorescent compounds were found in their both bone, teeth, claws, fur, feathers, and skin. Wait, feathers? It's a cat. What's wrong with you, ABC? You guys ever heard of Tyler Cherry?
Not Tyler Perry.
No, not Tyler Perry. Tyler Cherry.
Yeah.
Is that his actual real name?
It appears to be.
Is it, though? So he is the spokesperson for the Secretary of the Interior. And he has a very interesting history. He promoted the Russian hoax. He said healthcare was racist and transphobic. He's a big pronoun promoter. Everybody's racist. Like some of his tweets say things like, he says that queer people of color, there's the intersectional role that plays out in police brutality and healthcare. What? And then he demands that people ask what your preferred gender pronouns are before assuming. Oh, my gosh. He's got some very weird pictures. He also has the rural meth mullet.
Yes, he does.
Let's be honest about what it is, okay? He's got the haircut. Everybody knows. Y'all know this. Like, come on. Like, Ozark's here, so we all know. So this feller has one of them haircuts, Kane, that he looks like he's someone's grown 40-something-year-old son who got involved in the meth, still involved in the meth, and deals prescription pain medicine out the back of the Quick Mart while his aunt Tonda works. That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. He's that dude. Do they have like a free quota that they got to have for these positions in the White House? So he's like literally the deputy communications director for the interior. And remember, Deb Haaland was on record as to not knowing how much property China owned in the United States. Remember that? That was a shining moment for her. So he's all over. I just think if you're going to be in government, maybe don't post photos of your fetish nights on X or Twitter.
You know this guy? He started his career as a campaigns associate at Media Matters for America.
Of course he did. That makes so much sense. I always say that Media Matters are basically just George Soros lotion boys. This makes all the sense.
That's exactly right. And he interned at the Center for American Progress.
Oh, so all the sense in the world. Like, he's in a skirt and a mesh top. A mesh crop top in one.
Sounds about right.
The only people who should wear crop tops are, like, if you've got the abs to wear them, if you're a woman, or if you're a college or high school football player. And then they wear those in the 80s over their pads or something like that.
Yes.
And then because the over the football pads. Otherwise, why are you wearing a crop top? It don't make no sense. It's stupid. I don't get it.
So he does have cat lady vibes, too. He apparently lives in D.C. now with his husband and two exuberant
cats. He also has
cats.
Veneers that are bigger than his actual jaw structure. I don't get this. Like, if you're going to do veneers, make them fit your face. Otherwise, I'm looking at giant Tic Tacs. He's got like the giant fun, Chiclet. Like the Chiclets. Giant Tic Tac teeth. Chiclets. Yeah, they're Chiclet teeth. Like, for real, like his teeth, actually, his two front teeth are the size of like two Chiclets put together. I mean, this is crazy. And they're all the same size. Everywhere else, they're all the same size. I mean, just, they didn't even look natural. What is up with the veneer thing? And then people can't talk in them. It's weird. Anyways, they're like lips get stuck on them. They can't talk. All right, we got more to come. I just want to know why this guy's in there. Why? Between him and the nuclear twink, I mean, good night.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.